Musical training involves putting together information from multiple sources, according to Nina Kraus, a neurobiologist at Northwestern University in Illinois. She says it involves looking at the musical score, reading the lips of other musicians, hearing what's being played, and touching an instrument, things that enhance multisensory processing. Kraus says the process of speaking is not that different.
Both are structurally complex and they are functionally complex in that they engage the nervous system in ways that really make us think about what it is that we're doing and focus on what it is that we're doing.
In both instances, Kraus says speech and music are filtered through a structure of the nervous system called the brainstem that controls auditory response or hearing, which is essential for verbal communication. Until recently, experts have thought that the brainstem could not be manipulated or changed. But a study by Kraus and her colleagues reported in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences suggests that the brainstem function can be enhanced significantly in humans through musical training. In the study, participants with varying degrees of musical ability were asked to wear scalp electrodes that measured their multisensory brain responses while they listened to audio and watched a video of a cellist playing and a person speaking.
The cello has sound tones, sound frequencies that correspond quite a bit acoustically with some of the sounds that are important for speech. And so we thought that that would be a good sound to work with.
Investigators found that the more years of training volunteers had, the more sensitive they were to the tones, pitch, and rhythm of the sample music. Again, Nina Kraus.
It seems that the people who practiced most recently and were engaged in musical activity, as listening to concerts, for example, these were the people in whom the enhancement of the sensory and the multisensory events was the strongest.
For children with learning disabilities, Kraus says strengthening auditory perception through music could mean they hear sentences and perceive facial expressions accurately.
You know, my goodness, we're just scratching the surface here. There are so many more studies to be done about different instruments.
Studies that could lead to greater gains in human perception through music. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.